Blog Talk Radio.
Having in the midnight hour, y'all. We're coming up with a special edition of the Big Big Tournament. I'm your host, Michael Lewis Singer, DJ Honeycomb, and as always, wonderful to be with you. And we are working out the first vestiges of spring. See some half-naked dude with goat legs and a pipe. So that'd give you a better idea. But strangely enough, we shall make the best of the eve as we take it to the midnight hour. It was proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the members of the Brother Man Network. We'll be on tomorrow afternoon, 2 p.m. with the stir fry. We'll do our best to cover all the facets of journalism, the who, what, when, where, why, and sometimes how. Right now. Go to us at www.bansnnewsroom.com. One phrase, and you'll be amazed. Now, we had so much work to do, and we were so loaded that we had to play catch-up. We started this tournament, you all know, at the end of last year, and it's running into this year, and it's running pretty good. Now we are in the baby, please region, and results have been quite surprising. We had our first wild card sprung on us, and Michael Henderson emerged from the fray on top. So Mike goes to the next round. We are finishing up action here in the baby, please. We have a matchup for two unique characters. One, Bobby Caldwell, born and raised in New York City, and even though he was born there, he settled and had most of his life spent in Miami. He grew up as a lounge lizard. I mean, he loved Sinatra. He's a crooner. Apparently, his mom sold real estate, and one of her clients was Bob Marley. How about that? Never mind, he went in my own crib. And of course, he was introduced to R&B and all that other good stuff. Decided to do some songs. And he signed with TK Records in Miami. Now, this was in 1978, and TK had the handle of being a disco label. You know, there were groups like T-Connection and Clarence Reed, a.k.a. Blowfly, had done a lot of stuff down there with Miami artists. So he was the, let's say, a more unlikely choice for their repertoire. And he put together some songs in 78 for his first album. The executives told Cova they liked this stuff, but they thought something was missing. So he went back home for a couple of days, and look what he won't do. He phoned up. And, of course, that shit became a monster hit. It got serious play, R&B side, and, well, they were saying black folks were listening to it. Executives at the label wanted to conceal the fact that Caldwell was white. So they did a 5 heartbeats and took his face off the cover. However, when he was touring with Natalie Cole to support his album, of course, most of the audience is black, and they were like, oh, shit, this guy's white. Well, you know, shit's like that. He also wrote songs for other folks. He did shit for Roy Ayers, Chicago, Neil Diamond, Al Jarreau, you know, and for Bob Skaggs, who was connected with them for quite a little bit. For whatever reason, some artists just catch on in a certain place and they take off. It may not be what they started out to think in the beginning would be part of what they are, but it ends up being what they are. And Caldwell somehow ended up in Japan, and he became hugely popular there. They call him Mr. AOR, as in adult-oriented, you know. So it's like, holy shit, they really got into this. And they did. So Bobby made a pretty good deal off of that one thing he had going. He matched Bobby up with Mr. Curtis Mayfield. Or I should say that Bobby, he was born in New York, I believe, August 15th. Yes, August 15th. He's still alive and kicking, making residuals off that money, so we ain't mad at you, Bobby. Go on with your bad stuff. But now he's going to go up against Mr. Curtis Mayfield. Curtis Lee Mayfield, actual name, on June 3rd, 1942. He's a baby in Chicago, Illinois. Now, unfortunately, Curtis is no longer with us. He went to the next phase, December 26, 1999. So, only 57 years old. There was a major accident he had when lighting equipment fell on him during a live performance at Wingate Field in Flatbush. August 13, 1990, I remember the news broadcast came along, and of course, it was played on the radio stations as well. Now, I was making this point with Gary, my man DJ Gray, about how rock music likes to label. And the label that they gave a group called Buffalo Springfield was Supergroup. That was because all of these guys came from this group and they started to do well on their own. Well, in that vein, I would say that the Impressions are also a supergroup, because the Impressions, fantastic group, they did everything. They did doo-wop, they did soul, they did gospel and R&B. And of course, Jay Butler, the Iceman, was part of that group. Curtis was part of that. Leroy Hudson was part of that. I mean, these brothers were loaded. And when you have multiple people coming out of a group like that with multiple success, and we can make the same argument for the Temptations and all the great lead singers they've had, like 8 lead singers, and all of them have put forth at least one hit. Now, that's unprecedented. But you know, you got to have time on your side for that, and Temptations, of course, do have the vestiges of time, experience, repertoire to allow them to spread that word. Well, Curtis is a different kind of brother. At least he gave you the impression that his idea of a love song was different than most. Because Curtis was talking about love of his people. You know, when he wrote Eddie, You Should Know Better, it's a love song because he's like, yo, you know, you're fucking up, Eddie, you know, clean it up. And everybody remembers that he did the soundtrack to the movie Superfly in 1972. And Curtis has always been a socially conscious brother. And I think that's why his idea of a love song might be a little more different than others. He might be begging for some ass every now and then, but his scope is much broader than that because he's thinking about his people, his community. You know, Curtis did songs like We're a Winner, gospel songs like Amen. You know, he could get bluesy and do something like Fool for You and all that shit would just show that this was one well-rounded brother. And no knock on anybody else and how they do their thing, but he also influenced a lot of groups like the Five Stair Steps and others. His arrangements resound throughout any kind of popular music played, but especially R&B in Chicago. He ruled over all from that R&B vein. So you got the two of them up against each other. You're going to hear them both. And as we do in the competition, if you like Bobby, say you like Bobby. Add that vote to our Facebook page or send it to us at SoulTreeAndRaw@Outlook.com. You can also send these things to my colleague DJ Gray's page at The Gray Liberal Cove or to his email, glcgray@gmail.com. Now, without further ado, let's give you a little something to run through. Now, listening to the Big Bake Tournament, courtesy of The Gray Liberal Cove, Soul Tree Radio in the Raw, our colleagues here at Blog Talk Radio, and we are coming out of the first round in the Biddy Please region. Now, we had this last night, too. It ain't going to let up. I can't play anything else because it will skip to something else. Oh,
guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within. I came back to let you know, got a thing for you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know, got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
Look The makings of you. been mean to me. I've got a heart full of stone, and I hate the misery. Then you came along into my life, destroying me more, mounting up the toil and strife. But I'm a fool for it. I'm a fool. In my heart, and you know it's true, but I'm a fool.
And now I see
when I turn my back on you, baby. I unintentionally set you free. I wish now with all my heart I had restored what has taken the love from me. Now I desire all of the power that you once gave me so tenderly. But there's nothing left but bitterness, frustration, lost relation from my deceiving heart.
Curtis Mayfield, y'all.
A little bit of taste between him and Bobby Caldwell. Again, if you want to vote for Bobby on our Soul Tree page or our Green Leopard Cove page. You can also vote on Gary's site, glcgray@gmail.com, or you can vote for us at Soul Tree in the Raw, or one phrase, at outlook.com. Now, of course, if there's hell below, we all going to go. Yes, it is a love song. It's talking about the rights, what you can stand for, what you won't stand for. And Curtis, because he was one of those brothers like that, his ideas of love spread through everything, from community to the church to drugs. And I have to say this so this shit will stop. Superfly, the soundtrack that is, sold over 12 million copies. Bad Brother had soundtrack too. It was awesome. But stop saying blaxploitation. It is fucking insulting. You know, nobody says that Bruce Willis, when he's jumping off buildings and getting his ass cut up in Die Hard, is whitesploitation. Nobody says when Rambo is jumping in the middle of a gorge to stab a pig and roast it while he's being chased by some redneck rangers, there's whitesploitation. It's an action flick. Superfly was an action flick. As a matter of fact, it had far more redeeming quality than Rambo, and Rambo was pretty good in that regard, or Die Hard, or the Die Hard movies, because he's talking about what was in front of your face. I can tell you for years, Superfly was out of the loop. They did not want anyone to see Superfly, and I mean the whole version, not the edited one, where he talks about the Reardon family is dead, and I know all about your big leg daughter and your faggot son, and that's dialogue, so gay folks, just back the fuck up off on that. The bottom line in all of this is that he was doing music that had redeeming quality in addition to being entertaining. Just like Marvin, What's Going On, Curtis came out with his own album, dealing with issues. He's always had his ear to the ground with the sound of the community. He had two labels, Curtom and Windy C, which he introduced everybody to the Five Stair Steps and other acts from the Chicago area. He wrote songs like for Major Lance. He helped Gladys Knight with the Claudine soundtrack. I mean, Curtis was just a bundle of creativity, and he was passing it on to everybody. So all of this good shit, you know, of course, it rounded off with an unfortunate bounce because of what happened to him in Brooklyn, but he was paralyzed. Shorten his lifespan for sure. He had problems with diabetes, but he was doing amazing stuff and had a pretty decent war chest of songs that were yet released. But Curtis really had his heart in the right place. It reflected too what he was doing, and everybody really appreciated Curtis for what he did in bringing this to people and making them understand just how important it was to have that ear to what was going on in the community. Everybody could feel. He was a walking radio station because you could hear what he was saying. When the civil rights era came up and he was doing songs like We're a Winner, Keep On Pushing, they were even trying to stop Keep On Pushing from being played on radio in Chicago. That's like trying to give a steak to Dracula in Transylvania sprinkled with garlic. You don't do that. He is one of the crew of brothers who really identify with Chicago in terms of their cultural makeup. He, Gene Chandler, Jerry Butler, you know, the Dells. This is all Chicago stuff. They know where this comes from. And being a music city is different than having musicians who come from a certain place. From a music city, that music spreads throughout the area and beyond. Chicago's a music city. Philly is a music city. New York back in the day was, even in spite of the big three labels trying to cock block them and relegate them to getting pennies as opposed to dollars. But the notion that, as was implied here, that this is a blaxploitation movie and only you low-riding niggas can enjoy this movie because it plays to all the things that you think are big deals. You know, penthouse, all that stupid shit. You don't have a fucking clue. But Curtis did, and that's why he did songs like Pusha Man and Freddie's Day. This was not a glorification of the life, by no means. And unfortunately, stupid people will think stupid things, and I relegate that to everybody of all stripes. So if you're in that ethnic boot, lace those bitches up and wear it and walk out with that. But having said that, we are now at the point where we are doing some quick rewind on some amazing shit that's happened here, because as we've been doing our votes and tabbing up Tears for Fears and David Bowie, which was our last matchup, has rolled up pretty good. Only one vote difference, 43-44, in favor of David Bowie. So, while we have the opportunity, because we're going to hit in another region come Sunday when we come back all with the music, we're going to rewind that bad boy. Tears for Fears and David Bowie. Hope you guys dig it. We will play that and take it all the way out. So we'll follow it, one and then the other. Remember, if you like David Bowie, vote for David. Excuse me. Don't vote for my sinuses. It sucks. Vote for David on our Soul Tree page. Soul Tree Radio. Excuse me. Soul Tree in the Raw. Outlook.ca or our Soul Tree page on Facebook. Excuse me. I too. Ready for the hat trick. Oh, here it comes. And the hats are on the ice. However, if you want Tears of Fears, say Tears. We're really talking about Roland or Thabo, who is the lead singer, but he's for Tears, so you can say Roland or Tears on our Facebook page, or you can vote for them at soultreeintheraw@outlook.com or gocray@gmail.com. To everybody else, we'll see you Saturday with Stir Fry, 2 p.m. Eastern, and we'll continue the Big Bag Tournament Sunday night with a double edition, 9 p.m. Eastern. Everybody, please, go safe, stay safe, be safe, watch your back, wash your ass, wash your hands. Yeah, I changed that one up.
Let's go.
Brief message to my esteemed colleague DJ Greg. What up, Jake?
Yo, yo, how are you?
Gary, are you there? Okay. Well, Gary will be back. He'll finish his sandwich. We'll continue the music. Oh,
American. Lighting the picture windows, finally slinking back upon me. Because as it passes, I'm poetin' my sting. But if I'm a bitch, thinking the pain. But the freak and the cycle for nothing. This is a step and cut your hand. Showing nothing, it feels like a song she cries. Where above, I'm a hero.
Everywhere. make me
break down and cry.
Thinking you know where
Angel.
Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
come, love the baby. Pinwalk lock and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. Of a dream car 20 foot long. Don't cry, my son, don't break my heart. Doing all right, but we kinda get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
There's my baby, lock the door. Let me hear you say life is taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come with us, baby. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows.
Studio, I think we found G. Jay, can you hear me?
Which one are you going to use? Which one are you going to be on?
What?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I got on two phones. Which one are you on?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got stereo going. Okay, cool.
How you doing, bro?
As far as I'm good, my brother. How, as far as the tournament is concerned, is it living up to what you think it should be?
It's crazy what I thought it would be.
You're coming in a little shaky. Can you repeat
that,
please?
Let me turn it on.
Okay. DJ Gray just finished. His last musical set in his contributions to the tournament. Gray is coming out of the... You got both of these up here.
Which one did you unmute?
Well, I unmuted them both.
mute one of them.
All right, let me mute the 510.
All right,
609 is live.
There you go.
Oh, all right. So, again, how are you, brother?
I'm doing good. You guys did a nice night.
I hear you. Well, give us a preview of tomorrow's Cove, if you wish.
Well, tomorrow's Cove, we're going to do some Ranger Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened in Georgia?
Yes.
What happened in Georgia? Voter suppression would need to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the guy in baseball guy who used the N-word again.
They'll call them slips of the lip, but this comes with the fact that they have collectively become more relaxed with this. And let's not forget the asshole from the Buffalo radio station who tried to equate
the toasters. Yes. Bird goes to players. We also had Zucker Smart going from Texas to Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
He qualified to go to Marquette University. So he was not a good fit in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a good fit at all. He needed to get out of there, so. I'm glad for Zucker Smart to get out of there. Because Texas was not doing well at all.
No kidding.
We have a head coach.
Yeah. You have any advanced plans for what's coming on Sunday? What are you cooking up for the Cove for Sunday in the tournament?
Sunday is a tribute to the Denise E. Gray. We're going to do a Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Element.
Right.
2 hours of the Element.
Well, salute to the news, Greg. Earth, Wind, and Fire in effect for 2 hours Sunday. Is that 7 p.m. Eastern?
Four Pacific Eastern, yeah. And Monday we'll get back into the concert. We're going back to the concert on Monday.
Yeah.
I don't know what we got, but get somebody out there.
Well, I was getting ready to mention, since you brought it up, that we are going to get into the Gotta Sing to Get Some region. And among these, we have Sam Cooke, Mr. Jackie Wilson.
Ooh.
Little Jimmy Scott, we gave a taste of him a couple shows ago.
Yeah.
Tebo Bryson. Billy Stewart.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, that sounded like a I want that ooh.
Keep going.
Okay, so we got Joe Patan. There was some more Latin soul. Jerry Butler, the Iceman. Jerry Butler. Harry Ray, lead singer of the Moments. Dennis Yost, lead singer of the Classics Forms. Okay. Tommy Hunt.
All right.
Lou Rawls. Little Willie John. Solomon Burke. And Gary Puckett. The Union Gap.
Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Yeah.
He's talking about young girl. You're like, you know, gotta watch these.
Yes.
Well, anyway, that's a peek at tomorrow's code. They'll be on at 4 o'clock Eastern after we're done with the stir fry at 2 Sunday. A tribute to the Elements and Denise Gregg. And then afterwards we'll be back in business with the tournament, two new matchups in the Gotta Sing to Get Some category. So back to the music. Any last words, G?
No, just have a good time, man. Have a good weekend and enjoy the new Thanksgiving time, and I'm just gonna enjoy the summer.
And don't forget to vote. By all means.
Oh, yeah.
You may be messing
with
you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
make sure you vote.
Oh, I agree. I'm glad you brought that up. What happened in Georgia this week is disgusting. What happened in Georgia is outrageous. And remember, folks, the All-Star game is in Atlanta this year.
Mm-hmm.
We need to urge Major League Baseball not to have that game in Atlanta.
Don't buy Coca-Cola or any related Coke products. Boycotts work, guys. They really do. And
They do.
Because, you know, when they ask you what you want, your point's been made. So Georgia needs to feel some economic heat. And there's no knock on the brothers and sisters that live down there, but y'all know what's coming because these redneck sons of bitches did this.
Yep.
And they did it deliberately. They got butthurt because they lost a fair and square election.
Yep.
So we can't have that again. So, anyway,
I think, Michael, the American public has woke up a little bit, so I think it's going to be a little bit pushy.
They've always been woke. There's a difference between being woke and not wanting to see it. And I also for tomorrow's show, LeBron James has bought a piece of the Boston Red Sox. Now we can say that LeBron James is not only a fantastic business person, a good human being, and a great basketball player, he still is and will remain the cash cow.
The cash cow.
All right, my brother. Back to the music. I will see you Saturday.
Thank you.
tomorrow. nothing much to say. I'm an absolute beginner. But I'm absolutely sane. As long as we're together, we'll be right back.
Thank you. God's name.